damage is significant this morning in the wake of yesterday's tornadoes in Alabama, with many houses destroyed, trees snapped, and power outages. At least five people have died in Calhoun County after multiple tornadoes struck the state. WBHM's Stephen Basaha reports.
More than 60 homes were at least moderately damaged in Eagle Point, a neighborhood in North Shelby County. Half of those had severe damage, according to officials. Sheriff John Samaniego said while some homes were left untouched, neighboring houses were destroyed.
Well, there's everything from a few shingles off a roof to a completely collapsed house. From the top to the bottom.
The sheriff had to cut the press conference short. Another tornado had just been reported in the county. This comes a week after a day of storms brought more than 20 tornadoes to Alabama. No one was killed in those storms. Stephen Basaha, WBHM.
Mary Scott Hodgen is WBHM's health and science reporter. Her mother, Beth Hodgen, lives in Eagle Point, and her house backs up to Oak Mountain State Park.
The park is right behind us. So, you know, these massive trees have just been sheared off, and you know, some of the massive trees have gone right through homes. It's just unbelievable what it did and the speed.
As for Oak Mountain State Park, it's closed until further notice. Officials say there's been widespread damage at the park, including downed trees and power lines. No injuries were immediately reported. There's extensive damage in Bibb County and Centerville. Trees and power lines are down. Several homes are destroyed, and there's reported damage to the Centerville Airport. Brian Hastings, the director of the Alabama Emergency Management Agency, says statewide at least 200 homes were destroyed or damaged. According to the National Weather Service radar, one tornado that touched down in Shelby and Talladega counties was on the ground for about 100 miles. Alabama Power this hour reports about 23,000 customers are without power. And due to the severe weather, the First Lady Jill Biden and actress Jennifer Garner are postponing today's travel to Birmingham and Jasper. For the latest news on storm recovery and damage assessment, you can follow WBHM on Twitter and Facebook. Live from Birmingham, I'm Michael Crowell with WBHM News. Tornadoes killed at least five people yesterday and caused widespread destruction in Alabama, with many houses destroyed, trees snapped, and power outages. The deaths were in Calhoun County in the town of Ohatchee, according to County Coroner Pat Brown. Ohatchee is about 20 miles south of Gadsden. During a briefing last night, Calhoun County Sheriff Matthew Wade said the county has been hit by tornadoes before.
We're no stranger to this. We don't like it. We don't want them. But we are blessed with good people in our county and surrounding counties.
Today, Wade said the priority is to assess the extensive damage. Matthew Condi lives in the Eagle Point community near Oak Mountain State Park. He raced home from work as his wife and nine-day-old baby hid in the basement of their home during Thursday's deadly tornadoes. He says his newborn daughter has already been through a lot.
She survived COVID and she survived the tornado so far. So she's got a lot going for her.
Conde says the storms caused some damage to his home. Water from the rain leaked inside, but he says he's fared much better than some of his neighbors. Officials say at least 60 homes in Eagle Point were damaged. Only minor injuries were reported there. As for the adjacent Oak Mountain State Park, it's closed until further notice. Officials say there's been widespread damage at the park, including downed trees and power lines. There was also damage to the park's campground and water skiing area. No injuries were immediately reported. In Centerville in Bibb County, extensive damage is reported. Trees and power lines are down. Homes are destroyed, and there's reported damage to the Centerville Airport. Brian Hastings, the director of the Alabama Emergency Management Agency, says at least 200 homes were destroyed or damaged statewide. According to the National Weather Service radar, one tornado that touched down in Shelby and Talladega counties was on the ground for about 100 miles. This hour, Alabama Power is reporting about 23,000 customers remain without power.